I used to. We used to say frying pans all the time, but I think maybe it's because it's got a cover, and I just think of it as a covered skillet.
So that's what makes the difference.
I don't know. I think maybe so.
What is it made of? Is it
light? Metal.
Sheet metal.
Aluminum. And now, I do have a big flat iron, black iron skillet that has no lid, and that is a frying pan. I guess a skillet is generally, I think of it as being a smaller utensil anyway. Very specific information.
No. Did you ever see one with legs? Maybe one with a round bottom even, that you might put in the old fireplace or anything?
Yes.
What would you call it? Or what would it pretend what it was like?
Kettle, I think. Kettle, is that right?
That's fine.
Now, we never cooked that way. But I certainly have seen those old things that hung by the little chains off of a bracket coming out in a fireplace. What do you call that? Kettle, I'd say. That's all I can think of.
Do you grow flowers here? You said you had a flower garden.
Well, very few. I kill many more than I save.
Well, do you? If you wanted flowers, I mean, you said you could go out and do what?
Pick them.
And what do you put them in?
Vase.
Do you have any, like, in the house that are growing, you know, in a container?
In a flower pot, yeah.
And, didn't mean to change this up, we were talking about the kitchen. What do you have? Do you have a kettle now? You said a kettle in the old fireplace. Do you have one now? Do you think you call a kettle?
Nope, I call them, stew pans. That's not really right. I get to thinking of something, it just won't come to me. Usually I just say pan. Just say pan. Now, I'm talking about saucepans. Not a skillet. This is a thing with higher sides and usually a cover.
A saucepan. Is that what you used to make a sauce?
I know that came from my little Yankee grandmother. She called every kind of little covered thing a saucepan or stew pan, and I don't know why. Maybe that was something that a term she had used in Illinois. But
where in Illinois did they live?
She lived in St. Jacob. Well, her husband did too.
Is that south or what?
I'm not real sure. I'd say more toward the south, maybe south central.
But not near the city.
No, it was very little town.
Not near. What is that city?
You know, Chicago.
Nowhere near it. Well, when you set the table, like for supper, what do you put on it for dinner, whatever you call it? What do you put out for people to eat with?
Silverware.
What are the pieces?
Oh, a knife, fork, and spoon. If they're getting a lot to eat.
Do you ever use like more than one knife?
It would be rare for us to need a butter knife. I do have some, and butter spreaders too. We use steak knives.
And after you eat, what do you do with the dishes?
Well, I rinse them and put them in the dishwasher. Is that what you want to know?
So after you do rinse them then?
Yes.
So you say after you eat, if your daughter does it, did it, you say after dinner, she does what? She rinses. She rinses.
Well, she would rinse the dishes, you mean?
So after dinner, she rinses
the dishes. No, I wouldn't say go rinse the dishes. I'd say go clean off the table or something like that, and she would know that meant to rinse them off and put them in the dishwasher.
Well, I guess you can't put everything in the dishwasher, like frying pans and stuff.